The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Check the time here. The computer says 6 o'clock. What's... There's a clock out in the lobby. Hold on. Yeah, it says 6 o'clock. My phone, 6:01. Let me check the time on my shoe phone. Yeah, 6:01. Okay, I think we're good tonight. Oh... Sorry again, Kent. Welcome to Winnipeg's only rock and roll radio show, The Twang Trust. Ah, where we start whenever the hell we want. Usually it's at 6 o'clock. Last week, I don't know. I was just feeling weird. On tonight's show, I got no time to tell you, but look at this. I got it all on a list here. It's all good. Every one of these tracks, A plus show tonight, coming up just for you. It's the Twang Trust, kids. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
The Heat Death, kicking off tonight's episode of Twang Trust here on 95.9 FM. Ever heard of The Heat Death before? That song was written about Jason Molina. The Heat Death themselves told us all about it this past Saturday afternoon at Public Domain there on Portage Avenue. Matinee show. It was just kind of, it wasn't spontaneous. It was definitely planned out, but the live debut of Heat Death, which I believe that it was, occurred during the By Divine Right show, which was opened by Shotgun Jimmy, or at least the former Shotgun Jimmy, now going by his real name, Jimmy Kilpatrick. He's probably not really a gun guy, I'm thinking. The Heat Death consists of Shotgun Jimmy, Days Gone By, and Jose Contreras from By Divine Right. And during the By Divine Right set, Jimmy got up with him and did a couple of numbers from the Lone Heat Death album, which was from 2018. And by the sounds of it, they'd never played those songs live before. And we got a treat. They were great. And I just uploaded them to YouTube last night. So you can go watch them. It sounds and looks pretty swell for a crappy little phone video. So, yeah. You should do that later on, like 8:03 maybe p.m. It was great. There was, it wasn't a huge crowd. It was 40 people or something. And then they were talking about coming back. They weren't really planning. I guess they didn't plan this tour out long enough. They're actually still here in Winnipeg, recording a record with Jimmy. And there was some talk on stage about maybe doing a show on the way back, which would be November 8th. And I thought, ooh, we should do a Studome show. I haven't had a full band in a while, even though a full band is only three people. So, even better, right? They could fit. But then I was talking to the bass player afterwards and mentioned it, and they seemed pumped. And then afterwards, I realized, it's going to be the night before the punk rock flea market, and there's no freaking way I could pull off a band house show the night before that. So I haven't got back to them, and I don't know. But there was talk about doing another matinee show at Public Domain, so maybe that'll happen. If it does, you should go, because it was great. Speaking of shows potentially coming up, well, this one's confirmed. It goes on sale this Friday at all Ticketmaster outlets online, ticketmaster.ca. Like you need me to tell you that. It's a ways away, though. And here, this is the first conflicting gig date of the evening we're going to talk about here tonight. Saturday, April 25th. Can you think that far in the future? Will I be alive? I don't know. We'll see. Will I be capable of walking? I don't know. We'll see. But if I am, I'd sure like to go see William Prince at the Centennial Concert Hall, the show being opened up by none other than Boy Golden, full band mode. Boy Golden, in fact, produced the new William Prince album. So it totally makes sense that they tour together. And what a bill, Going to be a great show. The only problem, same night as Fred Eaglesmith at the Park Theater. We haven't seen Fred in these parts in a long time. Now, do we need to see him anymore? I don't know. But if you do, there's a conflict there. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, let's listen to a couple of cuts from the new William Prince album, and maybe even a couple of Boy Golden cuts, and see if it's worth ditching Fred for. You know, it just might be. How about title track to the new William Prince album? I think we can find that. It's called Further From the Country.
Hear the sound as it rings and it pulls me away. Further from the country. Like I'm dead when you finally get to the city. Further from the country. Only stories in this town. There's no fortune to be found. Ain't no use in shaking hands. Let's just leave it as it stands. Just do what you can. I'll see you when I see you again. Hear the sound as it rings and it pulls me away. Further from the country. Knock 'em dead when you finally get to the city. Further from the country. There's a headlight in my lane. Something else in this train. Familiar stranger in my bed. Same old ringing in my head. Just do what you came. I'll see you when I see you again. Hear the sound as it rings and it pulls me away. Further from the country. Knock 'em dead when you finally get to the city. And it pulls me away.
Knock 'em dead when you finally get to the city. Hear the sound as it rains and it pulls me away further from the country. Knock 'em dead when you finally get to the city.
We'll be right back. The emptiness is piling up. Sleepless nights feel so rough. And you ain't taking your medication. Makes you feel like New York City, walking in a dream outside yourself. And I wonder who you'd become if no one hurt you where you're from, and you weren't running away from something. I don't see until you say you need me, and it's all in pieces in my hands. Damn, another damn shame. Life as we know it will probably stay the same. Oh, damn, another damn shame. Another damn shame. Rent is always due again. Feels like all of my friends are hanging without me. There's no one around me. 'Cause since you left, all I ever get is high enough to forget. Damn, another damn shame. As we know it will probably stay the same. Oh, damn, another damn shame. Another damn shame. The TV woke me up again. Fell asleep in my pants, and I was shaking in some old basement, wondering who found me in. Laid me down with these family photos all around. Damn, another damn shame. Life as we know it will probably stay the same. Oh, damn, another damn shame. Another damn shame. I get up and leave this place, hardly recognize my face in the mirror, but it's getting clearer. Things won't change until I finally get the will to do something else with myself. All down.
Fred Eaglesmith, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. Stick it in your ear.
Good goddamn, what a masterpiece. another tragedy laid out on the street in front of me. Prices go up and they don't come down. Cost $40 just to hang around. I know people sleeping on the ground. Prices go up and they don't come down. I wanna know where my money went. I want a new fucking president. Wanna believe that God is benevolent. I wanna know where my money went. Do it in front of me. Bad actors in politics. I can't take too much more of this. I'm looking for a more permanent fix, like a deep dark hole in a ditch. We sit in our living rooms and become what we consume. There's nothing old and nothing new. Just whatever's in front of you.
From Boy Golden here on the Twang Trust. Song is called Suffer. It's from the upcoming album. What's that called? Best of Our Possible Lives. Doesn't come out till February, though. But it'll be out in time to see him open for William Prince at the Concert Hall, April 25th. Same night as Fred Eaglesmith at the park. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I don't know. Well, you got a couple of days to decide. Tickets for William Prince and Boy Golden go on sale this Friday on Ticketmaster. Yeah. We heard both of them folks twice in that set. Besides the brand new Boy Golden song, Suffer, we heard William Prince. Two cuts from his Further From the Country album, title track, and a little number called Damn. And the baritone guitar in that one reminded me of the Boy Golden cut we heard, Mountain Road. Maybe that's a signature thing for the boy. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if we hear it more. I like that sound. I do. Boom, boom, boom. I like that. Yeah. You know who would have liked that last song there? Which we got to hear, actually, at the Park Theater. No, I heard it on Friday. You might have heard it Saturday. I don't know. Depends when you went. Leith Ross played Park Theater last week. End-ish. Two shows. I went to the first one. I was one of the keeners. Me and All My Tiny Little Friends. Another Night of Being Old and Creepy for your old pal Stu at the Park Theater. Oh, man. It's just getting weird. I'm going to have to stop going to gigs or something. But, you know, it's funny. I mean, I was wearing my Faye Webster hoodie. And this girl turned to me, was in front of me, and says, "Oh, are you a Faye Webster fan? Did you see her live?" And I said, "Yeah." And then I had to bore her with all my Faye Webster stories, you know. But, yeah, I saw her at Folk Fest, but I'd seen her before already. I went to Minneapolis, the tour before that. And then I just saw her twice in Toronto back in March. And blah, 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 blah. And then the kids rolled their eyes. And then I had to pull out my phone and show them my knee pictures. But, no, they appreciated the old man's stories. At least they acted like they did. I think they did. They told me about somebody else I need to check out. Name's not coming to me. But it's somebody I had meant to check out. I'd actually checked them out earlier and thought, hey, that's pretty good. And now I can't remember the name of that artist. But anyways, some other young woman will listen to in the coming weeks. Where was I going with that story? Oh, I know. Opening for Leith Ross at the Park last week was, it turned out it was like a songwriter in the round kind of a deal. There was six amazing folks. And wow, what a town we got. What talent. Everybody impressed there. Cassidy Mann, Dominique Adams, Fontaine, Mr. Duncan there, the golden boy himself, Roman Clark and Tofu Smell, and they were all great. And it was such a great crowd, too. I'm only, you know, I say I don't want to go to gigs like that anymore because I feel old and creepy, but they're way cooler than the old folk gigs. Old folks won't shut up. Kids, man, during that show, you could have heard a pin drop. It's the kind of thing you just would love to, you know, experience at a show where, you know, audience is 40 plus years and up. But you don't. You always get yahoos at those shows. No, the kids are all right. You know? Yeah. So there. Old people suck. Except Blue Rodeo. They were great the other night at the BERT. They were here three times, for Pete's sake. I was in for the third show, the only row that matters. It was great, as it always is, but it was, I don't know, it was like extra great. It was, what's his doodle opened up? Adam Baldwin. Finally got around to seeing Adam Baldwin. Been on my list for ages. And he doesn't come here that often. And then whenever he does, it just never worked out for some reason. So it was a treat to see him. But as I was saying a while ago, you know who would have liked that last Boy Golden cut? The one about where he says, "I want a new president." And that got a big cheer from the kids last Friday. I think Greg Keeler would have really liked that one. Greg was in fine form the other night. He did all his politically pissed off songs the other night. It wasn't a real obvious kind of a set list. I mean, there was the chestnuts that you got to hear at a Blue Rodeo show. But there was a lot of deep cuts, too. And we're going to listen to one right now. At least I think we are. Yeah, we are, for sure. Like this one here from the album Diamond Mine. We'll be right back.
said we want it together, now and forever. Too many nights I lie awake, listen to every breath you take like a stranger. Feel so out of place here. I don't wonder what went wrong. I wish your memory would leave me alone now and forever. I sit alone in this empty house, and your voice just like a ghost, it comes to me, chill passes through me. I packed your clothes and photographs.
You know, there's nothing wrong with this song at all. In fact, I like it a bunch. But it's not the one I meant to play. It's this CD, man. It's mislabeled. It's supposed to have been track 8. Let me see here. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, wait. That's not a song. Hold on. Let me start again. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8. See, it's supposed to be 8, but that's not it at all. Let me check this CD. You didn't sign up for this when you tuned into this show, did you? No. But, see, it's all different order. Look at this. Who's responsible for this? It's track 11, for Pete's sake. But it's sure not track 11 on the CD cover. Oh. See, we'll cut this out. We'll fix this in editing, for sure. But you have to put up with this. Send your cards and letters in to... I don't know if Blue Rodeo themselves are responsible, perhaps... It's Warner Music. Send your cards and letters to Warner Music and complain that the song order isn't right on the Blue Rodeo Diamond Mine CD. And look at all the time that was wasted because of it. Oh, this is called Nice Try.
Yeah. of mine as another man dies for God and country. Cause I'm sure while you're sitting there talking,
Basil Donovan from Blue Rodeo, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Yeah, you are, and that was Blue Rodeo, a triple shot of Greg at his most pissed off. God and Country and Nice Try from Diamond Mine, and Fools Like You from Lost Together. Yeah, we got all three of those at the Burt. Monday for me. Maybe it was Friday or Saturday for you. I don't know. But, yeah. Good fun as always. Here's another song Greg might like. I bet he would. Not everyone thinks ice is nice. No. Zach Bryan. We're going to hear the Zach Bryan song that has got him in trouble with, you know, a certain segment of society. And I'm not sure that what we're going to hear is the full actual Zach Bryan song or not. I found it on YouTube. He hasn't actually officially released this song yet. He released like a minute little snippet of it. It's a song called Bad News. And, you know, the MAGA crowd has been giving him hell because it's basically his take on the whole ICE situation down south. And, you know, Zach Bryan, he was kind of getting in my bad books because he was doing some... He was behaving in questionable ways for a while. I mean, Bruce and him are pals. I'm not really quite sure exactly why. I mean, he's fine, but yeah, I don't know. Bruce has a thing for Zach Bryan. In fact, they just released a cover of Bruce's Atlantic City, a live thing from New Jersey somewhere. Kings of Leon are on it as well. There's another act I don't care about. But anyways, we're going to hear that anyhow. It's pretty good. But Zach Bryan, he's got this song called Bad News, and he hasn't officially released it. There's just a little snippet of it out there. But I found this thing on YouTube, and I don't know if it's some guy who got a hold of the lyrics and did his own version, or if it's actually Zach. I don't know what it is exactly, but it sounded pretty good, so we're going to hear it. And it is a great listen, lyrically. In addition, we're going to start off with this cut here from David J. from the band Bauhaus. And he's hooked up with a guy from the Mexican-American band Ozomatli. And they've recorded this song here. This is called Ice Too Cold to Thaw. David J., and the resistance on the Twang Trust.